Number seven is plan. You know, 78% of salespeople in our business fail because they don't spend enough time planning. 78%, think of that. There's two kind of sales situations. There's a sales clerk and there's a sales professional. Now, a sales clerk, that's somebody where you go into a building and customers come in to see you. Like the horse trailer dealers. They are clerks. They're not really professional salespeople. A car sales rep. Anybody ever sold cars? Most of the time. I mean, if you had, and we won't hold that against you. I mean, that's a that's a good way to make a living if you'd like to stay put. But let's say that we took away the $100,000 a week advertising budget that they had. Let's say that we took away the showroom and we put the cars in a warehouse, and the only way that you could sell a car was to have, was to get an appointment with somebody and then go drive the car to them and show them. Then you would be a salesperson. Let's turn it around again. Let's say that we had a $100,000 a week advertising budget, and all you had to do is come to our warehouse and buy your groceries. That's a sales clerk. You would check them out, take care of them, and maybe answer some questions for them. But a sales professional is altogether different. We have to go out and hunt down our prospects. We have to go down and find people that are willing and able to buy and willing and able to pay. So it makes a big difference. But so planning, you know, how much time do you spend planning? Well, you know, anywhere between an hour and 4 hours a week is sufficient planning time. It just depends on what you're doing, how you're doing, how long you've been there, and so on. But as you make your plan, you always want to try to make a fairly detailed plan, but not get too hung up on it. You get your plan, you get everything set. Boy, Monday morning I'm going to hit the street and really make some inroads. And what happens Monday morning? You get a call, somebody's out of stock, something didn't ship, something going on. So your plan is all screwed up. Well, it doesn't matter, because those are going to happen anyway. It's kind of like an airplane flying from New York to Los Angeles. It's actually off course. 97% of the time, it's going the wrong way. But that GPS, that goal, you know, it keeps coming back. And it's like us. We're flying from here to our goal, and we're going to be off course a lot. But with the plan, with the detailed plan that we've got, we're going to get there by the end of the week, and we're going to make it all happen. And it has to be an action plan, because some people spend so much time planning they don't spend any time doing. So it has to have an A in front of it, making an A plan. Give you an example. My wife and I, we buy some houses and we fix them up, live in them for a while, either rent them or sell them. And I was in this one house and I was getting ready to put a deck on the back. Well, the land, the yard sloped towards the house. And I was going to put a deck in the corner, and it was a water problem there. So I had to move the dirt so it would flow away from the house. So I started digging, and that was impossible. Imagine going out and digging. That's second to being a roofer. So there's got to be an easier way. So I went down to the equipment store, and there it was, a Bobcat. And I said, that's what I need right there, is one of those small Bobcat, like a toy tractor. And the guy says, have you ever driven one? I said, yeah. How hard can it be, you know, drive a Bobcat? So I strapped the thing, got it on the trailer, hook it to my truck, and I bring it home. And there's no steering wheel on the thing. So I started up. It didn't have like a gas pedal. It had like a, you know, a throttle that you turn. So I pulled the throttle back, and the clutch jammed on the thing, jerked, went off the trailer, and hit the gas meter. So the gas is blowing out of there. So I called, and you know how mad they get when you do that? Said, you know, they looked at me like I was the stupidest guy on the planet. So I got that fixed. Then I get back in the thing, and I start driving it. I'd taken one section of my fence down so I could drive it through into the yard, and I couldn't stop the thing from turning. So it knocked out two sections of my fence before I could get it to stop. So I, you know, get past that. And then I go in, I start digging. And as soon as I started digging, my wife comes out the back door and said, the TV went out. I said, well, call the cable company. She said, well, the phone doesn't work. Well, all during the day, I'm out there digging. And I got a neighbor, lives in the neighborhood there, and he walks the neighborhood. And he was 80 years old. And he comes up to me and just stands there by the fence, and he looks, and he shakes his head like, man, you know, what in the world are you doing? And he walks away, never said nothing. And I'm thinking, that's the last thing I need today, is to have some guy coming around the neighborhood criticizing me for trying to move this dirt. I'll get it eventually. So I come around again, twice. And now after a while, I get to working this thing. I mean, I could do wheelies with it. I'd move that dirt around. I was having more fun than a kid with a new toy. And finally, I'm all done. I put it back on the trailer, getting ready to take it back. And my neighbor, he walks up. He says, there's two kind of people in this world. He said, there are spectators and there are doers. Walked away. Best compliment I think I've ever got. See, I had a plan. The plan was to move the dirt. And that's all I had to do. And I got it done. By the end of the day, my plan worked. And it made it happen. And that's what we had to do. Okay, we want more business. We want more customers. Let's make a plan, but let's put an A in front of that plan and go make the call and see why they won't buy. And once you find out why they won't buy, then we got something to work with. Then we can address that, and then we can come back again and say, now I've solved that problem. What else is there? And then just keep on going. So making a plan. So on that week number 7, even though you've already got a plan, when you come to week number 7, just focus a little more on that plan and just kind of fine-tune it a little bit and say, okay, if I got a good action plan here, do I got things built into it that'll help me grow?